November 15th morning, Govardhan.
Today, this very auspicious day, our Shiksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, very close associate of Srila Prabhupada, Atalala Pravishna Om Shtapad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Rup Siddhanti, Goswami Maharaj, His appearance day today. Navirbhav. Means amongst the Vaishnava, especially amongst the Prabhupada's associates, he was very close. His name was Siddha Swarup. In East Bengal, from a very opulent family he belonged, and right from the beginning of his life he had a lot of interest in religion, and faith was seen in his life. He then went for education, and then he came to reside in the Math. Bharti Maharaj also went to preach in those places where he used to reside, and he became attracted by his Harikatha, and then later on he came and took shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. His name was in those days Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. One time, Pujyapad Nemi Maharaj and others, they went to East Bengal for preaching. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari also went along with them. There was a big assembly there. Nemi Maharaj, he was the speaker, and the most fearless speaker. He also began to speak. Something he had said about Ram Chagal. Ram Chagal or Ram the goat, or Devkufananda, the foolish Vivekananda. They are destroying our Indian culture. He spoke very strongly against Vivekananda and their movement. Vivekananda went to the Western countries, and there, from there, he is only preaching all these topics which are not real Indian culture. They eat meat, chicken mission. This was the name he called them. This is not possible to preach like this in India.
Ram Chagal, he meant
Ramachandra Paramahamsa, who was known, Ram the goat. Rabindranath Tagore, who had got Nobel Prize in those days, and he just said he is just a cultural actor or something. And all the assembly, when he spoke such insulting words to such popular figures in those days, then all the assembly became disturbed and they said, "We do not want to hear anymore." Then Nemi Maharaj, he said that, "Oh, what? How will we preach? All the whatever preaching we were doing, everything is destroyed." Then he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. This Siddha Swarup has everything, he has destroyed our preaching, and nobody is ready to hear from us. He has gone to Ramchandra Paramahamsa, Ram Chagal, Ram Bevkufanand, he is calling them idiots, very strong names he called them. When Prabhupada heard, he sent a telegram that he has preached for my 100,000 rupees, he has preached in those days, very, very huge amount. Do not worry, I will come soon and I will reconcile everything. what was that place?
Meghon
or something.
Virat Sabha.
Then this assembly was called again, and Prabhupada came there and in a very sober, serious mood, he reconciled everything and spoke. Then slowly very many people became attracted to Gauriya Math. This Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, in those days he took Diksha from Srila Prabhupada. And he saw that when he took Diksha, that he saw that so many of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they are so intelligent, I am not even able to speak to them. I must go back home to educate myself properly. When I will educate myself properly, then I will come back and then I will be able to dialogue with them. Then after a few days, Guru Maharaj saw that Siddha Swarup has left. He is very good brahmachari. I have preached through him in so many ways. Then when he stayed there for some days in his home, my Gurudev was respected very much by Rupa Siddhanti Brahmachari, Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. He is respected. He was much younger to my Gurudev, and in Uttarpada Mat there was in Bengal, there near Howrah, Calcutta. He was. They were two vegetables, two sacks full of vegetables. One was big and one was small. Then Guru Maharaj said that I will take this because I am elder to you. I am stronger. I will take this. Siddha Swarup Maharaj, he was saying, No. I am younger. This is my seva should be given to me. I am elder to you. You should listen to me. I will take the bigger bag. Listen, I am younger. So that's why, how can I allow my elder brother to take a bigger bag? No, like this, they can argue back and forth. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, 2-3 miles they have to walk on there. Like this, they used to serve their Gurudev. In those days, like this also, if we will be able to do Guru Seva like them, then all auspiciousness we will gain. My Guru Maharaj, he was from a very landlocked, big landlocked family. He was like a prince in his family. Very soft, delicate limbs he had. In the mid of afternoon, it was scorching hot. In those times, he used to go for Diksha for collecting money. Prabhupada was passing by that place where, after some collecting, they were resting. Vinod Brahmachari, my Gurudev, was resting in those days, known as Vinod Brahmachari, under some tree. When he was passing in a car with his driver, he saw that how Vinod Brahmachari was lying in the street. He stopped and asked that, why you are lying down here? Then he said, I have taken some rest. Like this, they were serving. And so, if you give little service nowadays to Brahmachari, they say, I can't do this. I want to go back home. How can we progress in bhajan? If we do not learn from the lives of these brahmacharis, these sannyasis, how they have served their Gurudev, these Pujyavar Siddhanti Maharaj, when my Guru Maharaj disappeared, when he understood immediately, all the samadhi and everything was given by him, everything he arranged. In those days, Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, this was not there. What president, what vice president, secretary?
He
everything arranged and everything he organized properly for us. Otherwise, I don't know what path we would have had taken. I'm very, very indebted to him. I had darshan of him several times. I had the fortune of his darshan several times. In Calcutta Math and in Puri Math also.
Everybody respect him.
When I used to go see him, he used to call special sweets for me. He used to love me so much, and he was very well versed in literature. He also published the Bhagavad Gita, which was given commentary by Baladev Vidya Bhushan, and also Lakshmana Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. He published. He has given so much to this world. Two editions of I have taken and I published the Hindi Bhagavad Gita from his books.
Ujjwal
Kiran Kana, all these books, Lakshmana Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. I saw those books published by him, and then I translated in Hindi. Taking big scholars, Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu's commentary, and he had written them in so beautiful manner, explaining them in so many. This edition, the way he has written, I also had this desire to publish this edition the way he has described in such a beautiful, elaborate manner. If possible, I will also try to publish this, Govind Das. And amongst the 10 Upanishads, Isha, Kat, all these 10 Upanishads, these also, Gopal Thapini, etc. So many books he published. These books were not available in those days, and all those books he published, and he has given so much to this world. Today is very auspicious appearance day. I pray at his lotus feet, I offer my Pushpanjali at him. The way he has published his books and the way he had faith in his Guru's lotus feet, I also want to follow him. Go Premanande. Translation.
Today is the most auspicious appearance day of Padabhuja Pada Sri Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. He was very dear to the Vaishnavas and especially to Jagadguru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He appeared in Bangladesh, and from the beginning of his life he had manifested great faith in Dharma, religiosity. After studies, he was attracted to this land by Sri Pujapati Sri Bharati Maharaj. And upon hearing his katha, he took complete shelter at the feet of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That time his name was Srila Swarup Brahmachari. But when he came to the mat, what did he see? Oh, all the Vaishnavas are here, all the disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all are very grave and very learned persons. Then he thought, I am not fit to stay here. Therefore, he returned to his house to continue his law studies. That time, Param Gurudev, he saw this Siddhasrup Brahmachari, he is a very high class devotee, but he has left. Therefore, Param Gurudev went to his village and again brought him back to the Gaudiya Mutha. That time, also, one famous incident is there. The disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, headed by Pujapati Maharaj, they went to Dhaka, Bangladesh, for preaching. At that time, they arranged a huge meeting in the town hall, and all the senior persons of Dhaka were invited. That time, Pujamat Bibi Maharaj and other devotees gave their lecture, and they asked Siddhasrup Brahmachari if he could speak something. So he stood up and he attacked the two main heroes of Bangladesh. One is Sri Vivekananda, the other one is Sri Rabindranath Tagore. He said this Rabindranath Tagore, who won the Nobel Prize for writing, he is Ram Chuggle. Ram Chuggle means a big male goat with a long beard. And Vivekananda, his name is Bevakufananda, means the happiness of foolishness. Bevakufananda. Then, because he went to the West and preached his...
Why? He told? Because Vivekananda has told, Yoto mat toto pad. Understand?
Whatever way you follow, and that is correct. Everywhere you
follow. Rabindranath Tagore, he was against our Hindu dharma. Brahmavadi. So he cut their arguments. Yotapat, it is not right. Jake Bhajan Karajabi, he gave Antase Bhagwan ke Bhagwan.
Oh, you bhajan, then only you can achieve Bhagwan. It's not that you can follow any path and achieve
Vivekananda, he was a strict follower of the Bodhi mission of Sri Ramakrishna. Therefore, their philosophy was, all paths lead to the same goal. It doesn't matter what path you choose, it will all go to Bhagwan. But this is all foolish. Therefore, Sri Siddhasrup Brahmachari gave him the name Bevakufananda, means foolishness. And Rabindranath Tagore, he also was a Brahmavadi, an impersonalist, and he ripped something off the Gita, made his own Gita, and he got the Nobel Prize. Therefore, he is Ram Chuggle, because he sported a very long beard like a goat. So when he said this, people went crazy, and they began shouting, and the whole assembly was completely destroyed. There was no more preaching. Actually, I heard people were throwing chairs and rising, actually. That time, Pujabhat Bibi Maharaj, you can imagine how sad he was. All his preaching he'd been working up had been demolished. Therefore, he wrote a telegram to Srila Prabhupada. This Siddhasrup Brahmachari has destroyed our preaching in Bengal. So when Srimati Siddhanta Thakur heard that, he became very happy and said, that Siddhasrup Brahmachari has performed millions of dollars worth of preaching. I am coming now to prove that every single thing he said was completely true. So when Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came, that everyone knew the conception of Gaudiya Math, Ram Chuggle, and Bevakufananda. Therefore, they came to hear the conception of Srila Prabhupada, who in a very grave and deep manner explained these philosophical truths. There was another famous story. Our Padma Gurudev and Sri Siddhasrup Brahmachari used to collect bhiksha, a donation of vegetables. Then there were two bags. One was very big and one was very small. Therefore, Sri Padma Gurudev said, I will take the big bag, I am the big brother. Then Siddhasrup Brahmachari said, no, I will take the big bag because I am the small brother. How I can make the big brother perform more hard labor? Therefore, both were arguing about the sati bag. And who took the big one? Siddhasrup Brahmachari, he ended up taking the big bag of sati. And Padma Gurudev got the small one. Therefore, this is the teaching. We should not think, oh, Guru Seva is very difficult. That much Guru Seva we can perform. That much will achieve auspiciousness in our life. Padma Gurudev was from such a high family and his bodily limbs were very soft. But still he engaged in extreme types of Guru Seva and manifested great renunciation. One time Sri Padma Gurudev, who was very tired from collecting donations, he was sleeping under one tree with the donation box under his head. That time Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was driving. And the driver said, look, it's Vinod Brahmachari. Then Sri Prabhupada, when he saw that, he began weeping. He is such a young boy, he has given up everything for the service of Bhagwan and performing such hard Guru Seva. That time Prabhupada's eyes filled with tears. Especially, we are especially indebted to Sri Sarup Siddhanti Maharaj, because Sri Padma Gurudev, when he left this world and entered into Samadhi, then Sri Sarup Siddhanti Maharaj, he came and performed the Samadhi. Also that time, how to run the society after the disappearance of Padma Gurudev, then they did not have so much of an idea. So Sri Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, he came and said, oh, you shouldn't, president should be there, vice president should be there, this should do that, you should do that, he made the legal documents. Deva Guru have said, we are so much indebted to him for setting us on the right path from the very beginning. And Guru said, often Gurudev used to go there and see him in the month. He had months in Kolkata, Navadvip and Puri. Then Sri Siddhartha Maharaj was always very happy. Oh, Narayan Maharaj came. Oh, Narayan Maharaj has come, and he would give him rasgullas. He was also a very learned person. He put the commentaries of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti from the Bhagavad Gita from Sanskrit into Bengali. Not only that, he translated the three books of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bindu, Kiran and Khan. He put them into Gurudev. Gurudev said, I used his editions to put, to write, compose my Hindi editions of those same three books. Especially, he put the Govinda Bhashya of Sri Baladeva Dibhushan from Sanskrit into Bengali. Gurudev said, even for very, very learned persons, that book is very, very difficult to understand. And Gurudev said, I am hoping that I will also translate from his edition from Bengali and put it into Hindi. Especially the 10 main Upanishads, Isha, Khan, Katha, Gopal Thapani Upanishad, he translated all of them into Bengali. So he was most expert in the scriptures and most expert in Hari Bhajan. And today is his appearance day. Go Premanande!
My respects to Nithilal Prabhishnam Shripad, Ashwadashad Shri Srimad, the Siddhant, Shri Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Sweet. I offer my innumerable Sashtang Dandavats at his Lotus Sweet. Thereafter, my Shiksha Gurudev, Kalyogacharya, Nithil Rendri Swami, Shri Nayan Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Sweet also, I offer my Shraddha Pushpanjali. Present these all Trinity Sannyasis, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to all the Lotus Feet, I offer my appropriate respects. Today is a great day of great fortune for me that my Gurupad Padmas, it is his appearance day. I do not know how many lives, like a insect, bird, animals I took birth, how many lives I spent in the hell. I don't know, but nothing I gained from all these things. But my Gurudev, he dragged me by my shikha with force. I do not want to perform any bhajan, but still, this fallen person, very offensive, without any sanskar also, he gave shelter at his lotus feet. That he has appointed me in path of bhajan, Bhagavad bhajan. I am always indebted to him. I offer my respects to him. All the associates of Prabhupada, that they are no ordinary people. They, all of them, are Mahaprabhu's close associates. Prabhupada, when he's received instruction from Guru Var and he is wondering how to proceed with his preaching mission in this world. That time, Mahaprabhu himself came in his dream and he said, do not worry, only you start preaching, I will arrange everything, wealth, associates, whatever is needed for you, I will arrange, I am arranging, sending everything. Really, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, as if he has sent to, from all the associates, with associates, Mahaprabhu came to this world. Similarly, Prabhupada also, Radharani, upon receiving the instruction of Radharani, he did not come alone, Nayan Mani Manjari, he brought all his associates and came to this world. That is why the way Mahaprabhu, each and every single associate of his, he established one particular mission through him. Similarly, amongst the disciples of Prabhupada, they were also no ordinary people. Otherwise, look, when we hear about the glories of Pujabhai Srila Param Gurudev, Bhakti Prakan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, how he is devoted to his Gurudev. Taking his very life in his hands, he can even face the death. Your own son in this world will not do such a deed. But if he would not have been very close associate of his spiritual master, he is asking when he came. When he came for the first time, where were you when Bhakti Prakan Keshava Goswami Maharaj? He replied, you did not remember me. When you remembered, I came to you immediately. By this, you can understand that their relationship was so deep and what kind of close association they have. So all the associates of Prabhupada, they were no ordinary people. They were his own very close associates. He came here in this world with his close associates. And Prabhupada, he gave different responsibilities to different of his disciples. Somebody was very expert in collecting bhiksha. Somebody was very expert in making big mat. How Sarang Goswami Maharaj, how he is very expert in managing the temples. When Bhakti Prakan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he used to create a big hurricane in wherever he would go to preaching. He would say that he is my hurricane, expert in bringing hurricane in storms. Then he would send somebody else to pacify that storm, to cool that storm. So each and every disciples of his, they were such big speakers and preachers, because how Mahaprabhu came with his associates, similarly all the disciples of Prabhupada, they were able to, they have the qualification, we heard that they have the strength to liberate one and universe. One person went in one direction, they created such a big storm. Now see our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, where he went and what he did, how he preached, we know the results and effects, we can see so visibly. All the associates of Prabhupada, they are definitely no ordinary person. They are his very close associates, come from the spiritual sphere with him. One of them is my Gurudev. You have heard some things about him, that how he belonged to a very nice opulent family, and Bharati Maharaj, he used to have ordinarily, generally, right from the beginning, he would have some faith in religious books. When Bharati Maharaj went in the, there was a board they created in an education society where he was the leader, and he would say that there is a very big sadhu come. He is speaking about Gurudev, that how the Bharati Maharaj came to preach that time. He came there and they decided that, oh, there is some very big sadhu come to our city and let's go and meet him. That time Bharati Maharaj had reached this place, and on Bhagavad Gita, Dharamkshetra, Kurukshetra, this shlok, he would give very deep commentaries on this, very deep harikatha on that. Hearing this harikatha, after this harikatha, Gopinath Mama Nivedan Chuna, this kirtan, and he defined this kirtan, and what kind of dancing we do, he took all his disciples, and Bhakti Maharaj did all this. He is so big and strong. If you know him, when he would be standing, he would be higher than everybody else. And when there would be a big assembly, when if nobody would keep quiet, he would say, Bharati Maharaj, just stand up. Bharati Maharaj would stand, they would see such a big strong person, everybody would keep quiet. Now you speak, when you speak, then Prabhupada would speak. He had such a beautiful figure. He had quite a presence in any assembly. And my Gurudev used to say that my heart, soul, everything has gone along with him, Bharati Maharaj, when he came back. Now he is wondering that how should I go to this saintly person? Again, second day he came to this assembly. There is maybe some young person is amongst them with whom I can speak. Bharati Maharaj understood the way he was wandering nearby. That, do you want to speak something? This small child, can I speak with him? There was one small child amongst these devotees. Then Bharati Maharaj sent him, I also want to become a saint like you. Will you take me along with you? That they were the kidnappers of children. This is what is their aim. They want to bring anybody, everybody to the path of bhajan. Why not? They answered. Then when he decided to go with them, the family members came to know that in India, you know, it is so difficult for any family member to become a saintly person. They went to the police that these Babajis are kidnapping my child, and he was also belonging to a rich family. When they were taking some boat to cross a river, police came there. They saw that all the banks of this river is filled with policemen. They caught this boy back and brought him back to home. Then there was a kanti and shikha already he had kept. Now, when he is going to pass urine, two people are sent with him. When he is going for toilet, two people again are sent there. He should not run away. Just like in Raghunath Das Goswami's life, we see similarly, he was also guarded 24 hours for 2-3 months. He was kept in house arrest like, and he was never allowed to go alone. Gurudev is saying, oh, it's become impossible to leave my home. That time, one day he made an excuse. He took out this kanti mala, he took out this shikha, and he said, you know, these sadhus, they are so hypnotizing. They spoil my brain so much. I don't want to become any sadhu or something. I cut this shikha, I don't have any faith in them. And the parents saw that his behavior had changed, so they thought that, oh, maybe he has changed. Oh, he has got not. He said, I want to go in my sister's home so long time. I have not gone outside. 2-3 months, of course, because he was in sort of house arrest. So he was saying, okay, you may go to your sister's home. And when he went to his sister's home, he did not reach there, but definitely he reached Bhakti Sansarasadi Prabhupada. And never he reached home after that. He came near Prabhupada. That time he remained there with faith, he served him. When Prabhupada performing parikram, when he came to this very place, that time our Guruji's seva was, whoever people were there, if somebody would become sick, he would take care of them, to give them warm water, to arrange about their meals. And even my Gurudev would not go to parikram. If suppose somebody would become sick, he would not go to parikram, he would leave the parikram. Always he would serve them. We heard from Maharaj that how they had eagerness for service. Our Acharya ever, he spent all his life, although belonged to such an aristocratic rich family, but still serving Guru and Vaishnavas, he gave his complete life and soul to this mission. That is why in Guru Vandana, it is these words are spoken. First of all, his name was, Prabhupada had given him Siddha Swarup. And through becoming satisfied by his preaching, he gave him a title, Vidya Banish, means just like Saraswati. He is expert, he is knowledgeable like Saraswati, he is scholarly like, so deep entrance he has into these deep moods. Also one more title was given to him, Maha Upadeshak, some title had like this, Maha Maho Upadeshak, the big greatest preacher. Such wonderful Harikatha he used to speak, he used to preach in such wonderful manners that later on when he became a sannyasi, his name became Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Bhakti Shri Rup Siddhanti means what Siddhant, what philosophy, principles he had come to establish. Shri Rup Siddhant, the principles of Rup he came to establish in this world, he has established in this world. At the last moments of his life, he left 32 instructions. That is exactly the instructions of Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu, whatever instructions had imparted to Rupa Goswami, those very instructions at the last moments of his life, he left these instructions also written. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing in these words. This, that we are Rupanog, although externally he used to look like very tough person, but inside he was as soft as he used to be visible externally, a tough person. He looked like as if harder than thunderbolt, but he was softer than a lotus flower's petals. His Siddhant, principle, that's why all the principles of Shastras he established. Especially I have seen also in the Kartik month, at the end of Kartik month, the Rasa Leela, there was to some drama used to be performed in the last part of Kartik. When Gurudev came, he saw, he started crying so loudly just by having darshan of this drama. See, he looks like a very tough person, but now he's crying like a baby. I have seen this with my own eyes. In the end, the instructions of Rupa Goswami, he left at the last part of life because we are Rupanuk Gauriya Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, Shri Rupanuk, who all those which were against the principles of Rupa Goswami, and he established pure bhakti in its purest form. That is why our Gurudev, just now Srila Maharaji was speaking, Gurudev was speaking that all the Vedanta Sutra which our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if in some sampradaya there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. In every sampradaya, prasthanatrayi is there. Prasthanatrayi, one is Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita. If in these sampradaya, these three things are not there, there is no commentary on Vedanta, that sampradaya is not considered to be a sampradaya. Shankaracharya also, he also accepted this prasthanatrayi, means these three things are accepted in every sampradaya. That time Shruti Maharaj was there, a very big scholar, one of the disciples of, very big scholar in Sanskrit, Prabhupada's disciple. One day he expressed his desire. He said that in every sampradaya, they have, according to their sampradaya, they have some commentary, bhashya. I also want that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya also, this like Prasthanatrayi, this our Mahaprabhu Siddhant, his philosophies, his ideals should be something. Then Shruti Maharaj is saying, I tried after Prabhupada left, but some I published in some not very detailed manner. I did publish some things, but when I heard Rup Siddhanti Maharaj that how he is publishing so many books, that time I saw that really in very beautiful, wonderful manner he is publishing these books, and this was the very deep desire of Prabhupada. Our my Gurudev, the very deep desire of his heart, he came through the medium of these scriptures, he has published these books, these scriptures. There is Mool Sutra, then there is commentary, then translation, then Anubhasha, my Gurudev's, his own commentary. Who have read Vedanta Sutra, they know that if you read directly Vidyabhushan Prabhu's commentary, if you read, it is very difficult to understand, very difficult. But my Gurudev, he has given a commentary explaining that in a very simple, astonishing manner, that even an ordinary person, maybe a very fallen person, can even understand this Vedanta Sutra very easily. And speciality of this is that in other sampradayas, this Vedanta Sutra, it is generally, Vedanta is considered to be a scripture for the Mayavadis. Bharam, Brahm, Paramatma, oh, they are not, because this is the main scripture of Shankaracharya. But Baladeva Vidushan Prabhu and my Gurudev, they have described till Dasyaras, and these somewhere have been established. This about Dasyaras also has been, Sakyaras also have been spoken. But he showed this, that how Vedanta Sutra is speaking right till Shringar Ras also. Keshav Goswami Maharaj, he also established something very great. All these sannyasis are now known as Bhakti Vedanta Samiti. He is calling his own ashram. He established these things. My Gurudev, he showed Janmadishya Dasha. Ordinarily, the meaning of this sloka is from whom the creation and this world is maintained. But by according to Ras, the point of view of Ras, from whom the Adyaras, the origin of all Ras, appears. And also, Anya Itar means who creates this world. It looks like general meaning. But Rasik commentaries, they say Anayat. Anayat means where Shyam Sundar is becoming Anukul Nayak, where Radharani has gone from the Kunj in her man, and Shyam Sundar is following her with folded hands. Oh Kishoriji, if you leave the Ras, if you leave the Kunj, how will I perform this pastime, this Leela? Baladeva Vidyabhushan taking his commentaries, this Vedanta Sutra, he showed right till Shringar Ras. That's why this name is Vedanta, means the very essence of Ved. What is the essence of all Ved? This Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the essence of Bhagavatam? Where Uddhavji is describing the glories of Brajagopis. My Gurudev has, like Bhagavad Gita also, generally people think this is the platform of bhakti. Above this, a building of bhakti can be built. Sarvadharma Paritajya. This is showing. But look at our Maharaj and look at Brahm, Brahm, all these words, they have established the rasa commentaries, extracted rasa commentaries from these words of as dry as Brahm also. Our Gurudev, that is why they have established Shringar Ras through the slokas of Bhagavad Gita also. That's why his name Rupa Siddhanti means the principles of Rupa Goswami, who has come in this world to establish all these principles in a very beautiful and popular manner. Vaishnavas have said, Bhurida Jana, this word has been used, that he is the topmost donor. Who is the topmost donor? Who gives Harikatha as donation, as charity? But those in as Brahmacharis, who preached Harikatha all over. When he was sannyasi, of course he preached all over. But even as Brahmachari, Jivan Mridang, the living Mridang, he preached all over. And as Brihad Magranth Mridang, those books which would remain in this world and all the jivas would gain so much auspiciousness. Now his scriptures are there. All the jivas have, he has left, but all the jivas will give so much auspiciousness, gain so much auspiciousness from these scriptures. There were three people after Prabhupada who were very special in publishing books. One, our my Gurudev. After Prabhupada, my Gurudev, he published so many books, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he also published so many books. translation and etc. And third, our Maharaj. Our Maharaj, the way he is published, he has all those contributions by the other two acharyas. I think he has gone even further than them. I think the contribution in Hindi, wherever I go, I'm speaking this, the contribution of my Gurudev for the Hindi speakers and readers, I think nobody has contributed so much till date. I think all the scripture that he has published, Maharaji, principles, Tattva Darshan, whatever he has, the books he has published, if you will start counting, you will lose count. Even in this old stage, you go in his room day and night, he is just sitting and even translating, keeps on translating day and night. Shruti Maharaj is saying to establish these scriptures permanently, which will remain permanently in this world, when somebody will come later on in this world, and how much we can gain from reading of this. This is a special contribution of Maharaji in so many ways. There is another speciality in my Gurudev's life. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, my Gurudev, I used to think sometimes that my Diksha Guru is higher. But my Gurudev, very beautifully he established. Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, my Gurudev would never consider them to be separate. His Shiksha Guru was Bhakti Vivek. Diksha Guru was, of course, Prabhupada. These two, he kept them in equal position. He has all his temples, but he established Bharati Maharaj. He is my guru. His instructions, under his guidance, I have learned everything. He has given similar prominence to his Shiksha Guru also. That is why Maharaji also, in Prabandhak, Panch Prabandhak, he is shown that Diksha he has taken ordinarily. Whatever we achieve from Diksha Guru, sometimes Shiksha Guru we achieve much gain, much more. Who in a very uninhabited manner, we ask so many things. Diksha Guru has given mantras like Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas, they have, gurus are separate, but they come to Jiva Goswami together. He achieves the mercy of Radharani directly. Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur also. So Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, there is no difference. He has always shown this through the ideals of his life. How much he has faith towards Prabhupada, he had similar faith towards Bhakti Vivek, Bharati Vivek Goswami Maharaj. Shiksha Guru he used to consider, he is Krishna Swarup, he is considering means, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, what he is establishing, Vande Guru, he has used plural this word, he has not used Guru, he is saying Guru, our Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both of them he used to offer pranam, and our Gurudev, his mat, all the whatever pastimes we see decorating this altar room, this was started by my Gurudev in his firstly it was established in my Gurudev. Earlier they used to say, what is this, you have created so many puppets on the walls. They used to criticize him like this, but later on he had a divine vision that in the Kali Yuga Jivas they cannot understand easily or will not read the books easily, they will not read Krishna's pastimes. They are the Jivas of Kali Yuga, but if you give them something to see, something, that's why he did, he found so many artists and he said, put some pastimes of Mahaprabhu on that wall and then speak to him about that pastime which is painted on the wall. So like this they would preach, you will see on the walls of my our temple, Prem Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Abhidya Tattva, Sadhan Tattva, Mahaprabhu Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, all these pastimes are written and drawn there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these instructions are written on the walls. At least somebody will come in the temple, they will not read scriptures, but when they will come, they will read all these tattvas written on the wall directly in front of them. Means it looks like as if our temple, when you enter it, the temple itself is speaking to you. So there are so many contributions he has given. Whatever I have told, I am speaking from my heart, that from my temple I have not learned all these things. Only coming to the shelter of Maharaji Gurudev, when he is speaking about my Gurudev, then I used to really he was, the way he was. You must understand that whatever I am speaking, I have learned from Gurudev. My God brothers do not understand all these things, that what kind of Gurudev they have. I am telling you whatever I am trying, whatever I am speaking, it is Maharaj's instructions and Maharaj's teachings, lessons. This is an offering to my Gurudev as well as my offering to Srila Gurudev. So I pay my obeisances to Gurudev. May he be merciful on me that the way he is Gurudev, I should get such a Guru all my life, life after life. One chakal pataru. Now we will offer Pushpanjali. We will get up to offer Pushpanjali now. Shri Guru Charanapadna. And we will. Thank you.